Hi, this is Mo Oster, MISNY's Senior Vice President for Advocacy. I lead a team of lobbyists fighting for you in Albany and sometimes in Washington, D.C. To begin with, I really want to thank all the physicians, County Medical Society staff, and Specialty Medical Society staff for participating in MISNY's Virtual Advocacy Day this past Tuesday, and for your efforts to advocate to your local assembly members and senators to highlight key issues of importance to physicians and their patients. This day is particularly important given that both the New York State Assembly and New York State Senate will be finalizing what will be contained within their respective One House budget proposals this weekend, and, equally important, determining what will be left out of these One House budget proposals. Both houses will likely vote on these budget proposals next Tuesday, which will then set the stage for three-way negotiations with Governor Hochul, with a final state budget due by April 1st. If you did not have the chance to participate in Tuesday's program, there is still the opportunity for you to help our collective efforts. MISNY has developed several template letters and sample tweets for physicians to send to their local legislators from MISNY's Grassroots Action page. From this page, you can send letters and tweets to your assembly members and senators urging that the final budget include language that would ensure that telehealth services are paid for at rates similar to services delivered in person, that it delete from the budget proposals that would undermine physician-led team care by permitting pharmacists to perform dozens of limited service lab tests without the coordination with the patient's physician, and proposals that would eliminate existing statutory collaboration requirements between nurse practitioners and physicians, urging that new funding be added to the budget to support MISNY's Veterans Mental Health Training Initiative, and, while not a budget issue per se, the opportunity to urge the legislature to adopt important legislation that would reduce the incessant hassles associated with obtaining prior authorizations from health insurers for patient care. This includes a new bill that was featured heavily in our advocacy day that would require health insurers to exempt physicians from otherwise applicable prior authorization requirements if the physician has had those services successfully pre-approved at least 90% of the time by that particular insurer. Next week, we will provide for you an overview of the highlights of each of the One House budget proposals and what that may mean for the final agreed-upon budget. And of course, please remain alert for further requests for your advocacy. Turning to upcoming educational programs, next week is a big week. Please place in your calendar next Wednesday, March 16th at 7:30 a.m. for MISNY's next Medical Matters program, Antivirals, Antibodies, and Testing, with your faculty, Dr. William Valenti, Chair of MISNY's Infectious Disease Committee. And also place in your calendar next Friday, March 18th at 7:30 a.m. for a webinar on building a sustainable telehealth practice with your faculty, Dr. Kevin Gallagher and Sean Philpott-Jones from the Hudson Headwaters Medical Group. And next Saturday, March 19th at 8 a.m., a training session has been scheduled for how physicians can become a peer supporter. It will include information from Dr. Joe Shapiro and Patricia Clancy, MISNY's Senior Vice President for Public Health. MISNY's Physician Wellness and Resiliency Committee launched a peer-to-peer program to assist their colleagues who are in need of help in dealing with work and family stressors. If you would like to become a trained peer supporter, please reach out to Kayla Lauder, MISNY's Public Health Associate, at clauder, C-L-A-U-D-E-R, at MISNY.org. And please look to today's MISNY e-news on each of these upcoming programs and how to register. Thank you again very much for taking the time to listen to this podcast, for your dedication to MISNY and your County Medical Society, and of course, your dedication to your patients. We will speak again next week.